KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Welcome back to DeSales High School. We are getting ready for the boys' game. That's everybody's getting shot up and stretched out and ready to go. And we have 3 minutes and 38 seconds left before that game will get started. So, like I said the other day, I was really impressed with the defense. They really did a lot of hustle. The coach confirmed that, and he was really happy with that also. There are going to be games where the ball just doesn't fall in for a player or a whole team. And sometimes it can be just one player has the slow hand all of a sudden, and it becomes contagious the other way. A player can have the hot hand, and all of a sudden everybody's shooting hot also. So you can go either way. With the hustle and the boards, I mean, Frankie Warden just did a great job. I think he scored 10 points in that contest. But his hustle under the board was amazing. He got into he had a few fouls, so they had to give him a breakdown again. And so some other people really stepped it up. The one that I just noticed was everywhere was Seamus Doohan. And Doohan ended up with 3 points. But the effort that Seamus put in everywhere else was amazing. And like I said, I'm not privy to all those stats, but he did an outstanding job, and he was a presence out there. Jack Lesko was the scoring force. He was the hot hand. He ended up with 14 in that game and did an outstanding job. So we are 2 minutes out, so I would like to take a one-minute break. And we'll come back and get this going. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for over 85 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. That means we encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter the most to you. When you begin planning your financial future, why not work with a company with local connections? Come visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street, Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish fans, we're about 40 seconds away from game time. The captains have been out. They've done their thing. The officials are lining up for the announcements of the starting lineup. The gym is rocking. We've got a pretty cool crowd. The St. John's, Endicott, lacrosse team, they travel very well. They've got a great representation, and these fans are definitely into basketball. It's neat to see people that had to travel 2+ hours just to get here on a Saturday for a basketball game. All right, here we go. We got the starting lineups.
Your official starting game will be Jim Sanders, Louis Rapp, and Derek Hudson. The guests on the scoreboard are St. John and Lacrosse Eagles. And they're coached by Mike Stubbs, and he's assisted by Tim Stanford. The DeSales Fighting Irish are coached by Eric Wood. He's assisted by John Lesko and Greg Pizzari. So now let's meet the starting lineups in alternating fashion. Starting with the Eagles, number 22 is a junior, Tanner Fleming. For the Irish, number 2, senior, Seamus Doohan. for the Eagles, senior number 24, Ryan Anderson. For the Irish, junior number 3, Jack Lesko. Junior number 25, Rory Maloney. For DeSale, junior number 10, Joe Matthews. For the Eagles, junior number 35, Pedro Molina. Ryan Shakes. And running out the starting lineup for the Eagles, sophomore number 43, Matthew DeFord. And running out the starting lineup for the Irish, senior number 24, Frankie Warden.
There you go. You got your starting lineups, thanks to the public address announcer here, and we are getting ready to go. I know I'm picking on the officials, but they're doing the folding of the jacket drill here, and we'll get this thing underway. The head official has the ball, so he's ready for the tip-off, and here we go. Looks like number 43, DeFord, is going to face off with Warden for the tip-off, and here we go. So the official's ready, blows the whistle, and the ball's up, and it looks like the Eagles are going to end up, that double tap it, but the Eagles end up with the ball. So 25's at the top of the arch, and it throws over 22, who was at the top. Good movement for the Eagles, and they cross back up. Number 35's at the top of the arch. He drives. He throws it back out. Number 22 throws up a 2, and it bounces in, and that's the first points of the game. That was Tanner Fleming with a 3-pointer. All right, so Baffney's got the duty to bring the ball down. He throws it to Lesko. Lesko drives in the left side, and Frankie Warden was in the post, and here comes Sheamus. Sheamus throws it out, and Baffney with the snag, and here comes Ryan Chase, throws it up, no good, hits off the back of the iron. That was for 3 from the top of the arc. All right, here come the Eagles. They throw it into number 43. He throws up a 3, no good, and Baffney with the rebound. Baffney's charging hard down, goes coast to coast, throws it up for 2, and that's Joe Baffney. Nice job, Joe. All right, number 35 throws it over to number 25. Number 25 in, feeds number 24, who's under the basket, and that's Anderson for 2. Nice movement. They move the ball very well. All right, Baffney bringing the ball up. Number 24 meets him at half court, and Baffney's working it and throws it over to Lesko. Lesko drives, fakes like he's going to throw it out, and he doesn't, and Lesko for 2. And we are going to take a timeout. We have a score of 5-4 in favor of the Eagles. And definitely he's got some fast action going here. And right now we got Fleming has 3, Anderson with 2, and Baffney with 2, and Lesko with 2. So I mean, it's early in the game. Like I said, there's only 6 minutes, 26 seconds. With a score of 5-4 in favor of the St. John Endicott Lacrosse Eagles. That is a mouthful. But I think it is really cool that 3 communities can put together a program that is as successful and as good as these young men in this program has been. That's really an awesome thing to think. So, all right, number 25 is going to inbound the ball to number 35. That was Maloney to Molina. And Frank Lesko is trying to steal, and we have a foul. And that foul was on number 35. That was Molina. That was the first foul, first team foul. So Les goes inbounding the ball, and he throws it in the backcourt for Seamus Duhan. Seamus is going to bring the ball up on the near side. He's driving right. Throws it over to Chase. Chase bounce passes it in to Lesko. Couldn't quite get the handle on it. Lesko throws up a three and buries it. Nicely done, Jack. So 5 quick points for Jack Lesko. Number 22 comes up, and I'm afraid number 20 kind of charged in there. And that foul is on Ryan Chase. And that's his first. That's the team's first. All right, so number 35 is going to bring the ball or pass the ball in. That's Molina. Molina throws all the way across to 43 to Ford. Ford throws it back to, ends up with back to 35, throws it out to 25, and 25 is working the top of the arch. Number 43 has it on the far side, and he throws it to number 22. And Lesko is all over him and almost poke-checked that ball out of there, and he kind of forced a travel on him. He went this way and that way, and we ended up with a travel. So the Irish now have the ball, and we got Joe Baffney, and he's met in the backcourt by number 24, and number 24 is Anderson, and he's going to have his hands full doing that with Baffney because Baffney works hard. The inbound pass, they threw it in to Warden. Warden just came hard to the glass. It did not go in. And it was rebounded by the Irish. We got Duhan showing Seamus Sousa of three, and it was no good. And I bet you if he was a step closer, that was in for three. But the Eagles, here come the Eagles. And we are ahead right at this moment, 7-5, with 5 minutes and 5 seconds left. And the pass is stole by Baffney. Baffney goes up with the left hand and looked like he was fouled, but I guess not. And Lesko ends up with the ball, and here we go. Lesko fakes to come in. He throws it out to Seamus. Seamus drives, and looks like we got a foul on the Eagles. That foul is on Molina. That's Molina's second and the second team foul. So we're going to bring in number 23 and number 1. Number 1 is Green, and number 23 is McCullough. I got to get used to the two sets of numbers, and so it makes me slow down a little bit on the Irish. So they throw it into Warden. Baffney drives to the right side. They give it to Lesko, and Lesko buries another three. So that's a quick 8 points for Jack Lesko. And so we got the full court press going on, and the Endicott Eagles is stole by Lesko. Lesko with the layup, and Jack Lesko with another two. So Jack's got it. Quick 10 points early in this first period. All right, so we got the full court press going on. There's bodies flying everywhere. And here comes Green, and number 1 Green, and he passes it over to Baffney. Baffney's working it hard, gets it down into the post, and looking for someone to dump it with. Throws it back to Green. Green drives in. Now McCullough drives in, and now goes back out. Baffney drives in. It's blocked on its way up by number 10 from the Eagles. And here comes Lesko, throws up about a 15-footer for two. Holy cow, Jack is having a hot quarter. Lots of physical contact going on down there. They throw it in to number 24. Number 24 under the basket, and it is denied by Joe Baffney. No doubt about it. Just the ball went up, and Baffney come flying through there and knocked it clear. Nicely done, Joe. All right, number 25 inbounding the ball, throws it. Green had a hand on it for a minute, and here come the Eagles. Number 22 is at the top, trying to find a lane, and he's working. Let's see, we got a new number, excuse me. Number 22 for a big three, no good, and Joe Baffney fights for the ball and wins, and he tries to throw it in to Green, and McCullough ends up with the ball. So we're going to slow this down a little bit. Lesko's about 10 feet outside the arch, and here we go. We got Green in the corner, got Baffney coming in the near side. McCullough for three, no good. Rebounded by number 22, and number 22 is Fleming. All right, so number 43 is on the far side. He passes to 25, 25 to 22, 22 to 10. And number 10 is Marconi. Marconi throws it in to number 43, and 43 is DeFord. Number 25 throws it out to the corner. Ken looked at it, a long three, and then ended up traveling, and so it's a change of possession. So looks like we're going to have Carter Green throwing it in to Seamus Doohan. And he said that if Seamus has anything like a game like that he had the other night, he's going to have the Eagles are going to have a tough time of it. So with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, we have a score of 14-5 in favor of your Irish. And here we go, Frankie Morton down in the post, and looks like he was fouled. So the foul is on number 43, and that's a third team foul. So let's go inbounds the ball, throws it to Warden underneath. Warden throws up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Doohan. Doohan throws up a shot, rebounded by Warden, no good. And Green throws up a three, no good, and we have a foul. That foul's on number 50, Landon Miller. That's his first fourth team foul. So we got Green going to inbound the ball. He founds Warden with a bounce pass. Warden went up with a shot, and it was denied by the Eagles. And Seamus Doohan put the comebacker, and he puts it up for two. Nice job, Seamus. Way to be there. All right, number 45 has the ball, throws it to 22, top of the arch. He throws it out to number 50. He's in the corner. Number 43 is at the top. He drives to the baseline, throws it back out to 22. Now number 10 is resetting at the top. Number 10 behind the back. 43 is going to come in from the left side. They only got 2 seconds left. And the shot was by number 22. And here come the Irish. A big pass to McCullough. McCullough drives, let the defense jump and go past. No good. And Frankie Warden with the putback. Oh, my word, Frankie. Way to be there. All right, here comes the Eagles. And we got number 22 throws to number 10. He throws it out to number 43. And Doohan is all over him, number 22. And back to out, and it is stole by Carter Green, and he's going to go coast to coast with the one-hand layup on the right, and that's two for Green. Nicely done. 58 seconds left in this exciting first period. We have a score of 20-5 in favor of the Irish. Frankie Warden came from around the hole, offensive guy, blocked it, and the guy lost it, and we end up with a foul on number 23, McCullough. So that's Caden's first, and they have that as the second team foul. So number 10 is going to inbound it. Everybody's breathing hard out there. They are working hard on both sides. So Marconi throws it in to Fleming, and Fleming's got the duty to bring the ball down. All right, so they cross at the top. Fleming sets a screen. It was missed. Number 22, Fleming, throws up a three. No good, and it's rebounded by Lesko. Lesko a little back behind the back action. Goes coast to coast, throws up a shot, and I think he drew a foul. Let's find out. Nope. He was the one that committed the foul. All right, that's his first, and there's his third. That's a third team. So 24.8 seconds left in this exciting first period, and here comes number 13, and it was stole by Lesko. And it ended up going out of bounds. So number 10 for the Eagles will be inbounding. And here we go. We got 18.3 seconds left in this period. They throw it into, that was thrown into number 22. And number 50 has the ball. He drives and looks like he may have been fouled on his way up. So that was Remy Arceo's first and a fourth team foul. Number 50, Miller is going to be shooting two. So Landon Miller is at the line. And Miller's first shot is a swish right through the middle. Can't get any better than that. And here we go. Landon Miller's second shot. And he throws it up. And it is good. That's 2 points for Landon Miller. And we have 9.9 seconds left in this exciting first period. And we're just setting up for the last shot here. Lesko's got the ball. He passes it into Arceo. And Arceo was blocked on the way out, and that was the end of the first period with a score of 20-7. You are listening to Irish Radio 94.1 FM KHSS2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School. Jim, we got the St. John Endicott Lacrosse Eagles, and they are down right at this moment, 7-20, with the Irish leading in this contest. We are starting the second period with Lesko inbounds the ball to Warden. And here comes Joe Baffney's at the top. He's setting the play, and he throws it back to Doohan. Doohan crosses to the near side. Baffney comes in from the left, and he had to battle through some arms to get there, but I think he was fouled on the way up. Okay, that foul was on Stanley. That was his first and team's fifth, and we have Joe Baffney shooting two. So Joe's first shot is right through the middle, nicely done, and that's the third point for Joe. So Irish off to a good start here. And Joe Baffney's second shot hits off the back of the iron, rebounded by Frankie Warden. He goes up, and he was denied by number 43, DeFord. That was a clean block. Frankie came up hard, but DeFord just went higher than he did. All right, here comes Ryan Chase. He throws it to Lesko in the corner. Lesko's going to work it back out to the top. And Lesko's got number 22 on him. He throws it over to Sheamus, and Sheamus throws it to Joe Baffney. Baffney throws it back to Sheamus, and Lesko for a wide open three and rattles it in. So Jack Lesko is definitely the hot hand right at the moment, and he's all smiles down there. All right, number 43, he's being double teamed right now by Doohan and Ryan Chase, and looks like he's fouled. All right, so Doohan with the foul, and that's Sheamus's first, and it's the 15 foul. All right, so number 43 is going to inbound the ball. That's DeFord, and he's got Frankie Warden on him. Number 22 is over here in the corner, and the ball is stole by Lesko, and here comes Joe Baffney from the left side, and I think he got fouled on his way up. So, okay, that foul was on Austin Stanley. That's his second. That was his sixth, and Joe, that's the team sixth, and Joe Baffney will be shooting two. All right, so number 10's first shot rattles in and rattles out. I still can't figure out the physics of that sometimes, but I'm sure somebody could explain it to me. But here we go, Joe Baffney's second shot, and we go. And it is right through, nice job. So Joe Baffney has 4 points thus far in this game, and we are 6 minutes, 50 seconds in at 25-7 in favor of the Irish. There was a pass to going to cross, and Warden with the steal, and Joe Baffney comes up from the right side and the layup and gets 2 points. Nice job, Joe. All right, 35, throws into 22. He's got to try to get through Baffney and Lesko. Lesko's wide open for the layup, and Jack Lesko with another 2 points. Holy cow. Jack Lesko is just on fire. I bet you at halftime he's going to be selling popcorn. It's just amazing. He is just hustling everywhere. We've got a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. We have 6 minutes, 25 seconds left in this period with a score of 29-7 in favor of the DeSales Irish. I know the score sounds like it's one-sided, but I tell you what, this Eagle team is a very, very aggressive, but the Irish are just out-hustling them right at the moment. And you can see that these Eagles teams are a little frustrated right now. They've got the skills. They know what they're doing. And the defense for the Irish is just amazing. And then when you got some guys with some hot hands here, you've got Jack Lesko and Baffney going hot. It can be a lot of fun. And the guys are all smiles down there in between deep breaths. I mean, they are hustling. So, all right. So here we go. We got the Eagles going to inbound the ball. Looks like they're going to throw it into number 22. And number 22 is Fleming. And that is 35. That's Molina going to throw it in. And then they got number 25 up here also. So 22 throws it back to number 35, who throws it back to Molina. He's got Duhan all over him. They tried to bounce pass. Jack Lesko got it off a leg. Oh, no, a little guy got whacked by the basketball, but it was a little gal. So, but looks like she's okay. Yep, she told the cheerleader she's okay. All right. Might need a helmet over there. Let's see here. All right, number 25 is going to inbound the ball. They just had a question about whose ball it should be. That's Maloney, and he's going to inbound it to number 22, which is Fleming. Fleming crosses, throws it out to 50. 50 is Miller. Miller's stuck. And Lesko with the steal and the right-handed layup and another 2 points for Jack Lesko. He is just on fire. And just keep feeding him. What the heck, you know? When you got a hot hand like that, just keep rolling it. All right, so Lesko and Baffney were all over number 35. The defense is just swarming everywhere the ball is. It's just amazing. So we got Ryan Chase is all over number 50. Frankie Warden goes up and denies the layup for number 50. Miller was going up, and Frankie Warden got all ball and denied him. And if you know Frankie Warden, he's all smiles. That's what a great kid. All right, number 35. He's going to throw it over to number 25. And 25 back to 35. 35, it looked like he was going to go for about a 20-footer. And looks like a shot clock violation. 5 minutes and 31 seconds left in the second period. It's 31-7 in favor of the DeSales Irish. So Lesko throws it out to Baffney. And Baffney's got the duty to bring it down. He's going to be met at the half court by number 25. Number 25 is Maloney. They throw it over to Chase in the corner. Chase brings it out of the corner. They throw it to Lesko. Lesko's doing some dribbling. They throw it to Sheamus in the opposite corner nearest me. Lesko, Ryan Chase in the far corner. They throw it back to Lesko, and Lesko's at the top, throws up a three, and it hits the iron. I know he's missed a couple other shots, but it's the only one I really can remember. So he has been the hot hand, that is for sure. Number 22 squares up and throws up a three, no good. And looks like we're going to have a foul. And looks like we're going to be shooting 1-on-1. So who's the foul on? All right, the foul is on number 35. That's on Molina. That's his third. And that is the seventh team foul. And Seamus Duhan is going to be shooting 1-on-1. And looks like they're going to give number 35 a little breather. So Molina comes out. Number 22 comes in. And number 22 is Fleming. I may have that wrong. I did have it wrong. It's Marconi that came in. So Seamus' first shot is no good. Bounced around on out iron and did not want to fall. I'm not worried about Seamus Duhan making a single basket. His hustle out there is just amazing. That guy is everywhere. I mean, every time the ball touches the floor, I swear he's part of it. And it's been amazing. So number 25, that's Maloney. He comes driving in, and that was a beautiful drive up the lane and scores it. Lesko comes deep into the our side and hands it off to Frankie Warden, and Warden puts it up for two. Nice teamwork on that one. It looked like Lesko was going to come up with a layup, and I think he may have been contested, but Warden got a better look, and it was a great job. All right, so number 43 goes up, and he was fouled on his way up by Warden. That's Frankie's first, and so that is number 43. That's his first. He's shooting one. So his shot is up, and it is no good. It is rebounded by McCullough. McCullough has to fight for it, but he ends up winning the battle. Here comes Lesko. He's dribbling left, dribbling right, spinning, and he throws it back out to Green. And Green in the corner now, coming up baseline, and throws it over to McCullough. McCullough throws up a three, no good. Hits off the front of the iron, and they are fighting for the ball. And number 22 did a great job. That's Fleming. He fought for that ball every inch of the way. And McCullough just checked it out. And so we're going to bring Frankie Warden, give him a break. And we're going to bring in number 32, and that is Remy Arceo. So they throw it into 22, and number 25 is going to throw it back out to number 22. They're trying to set up some screen. Lesko with the steal right at half court, waits for the defense to go by, and then comes with a little jump shot behind. That was beautiful. Just let the defense go ahead and over-pursue. Momentum works, and he's just seeing that ball well. He just said number 43 just put up a three, was no good, and Lesko is everywhere. Him and Doohan are just hustling out there. All right, number 10, Marconi is going to bring out the ball, and I don't want to make it sound like nobody else is hustling. They're all hustling out there. And a well-deserved break for Jack Lesko, so we're going to bring Baffney back in. Baffney's going to be on number 22. 22 is Fleming. He throws it out to number 10. Number 10 throws it in the corner to number 25. And Doohan gets a hand on the ball. Messed him up for a second. Arceo blocks out number 43 and made him have no shot. He went up and there was nothing there. Nicely done, Remy. All right, Green working in the corner nearest me. And he's going to hand it off to Baffney. Baffney fights for the ball and lays up a layup, excuse me, that's a weird way to put that, but it was no good. He was contested all the way in and did a good job of staying with it. Number 22 steps up, throws up a three, no good, and McCullough with the rebound. McCullough to Green. Green's going to drive. He finds Joe Baffney on the far side, throws up a three, no good. Bounced on the iron, but no good. And with 2 minutes left, we have a score of 35-11 in favor of the DeSales Irish. Number 43 was going to drive. He was met by Joe Baffney and had to change his mind. Number 45 set a hard screen for Doohan. Here we go. We got Green working against number 10. Remy with the block, but I'm afraid he may have been moving when he was blocking. So yeah, that's Arceo Remy second, and that is the seventh team foul. So number 10 is shooting, and I believe he's shooting 1-on-1. All right, first shot, no good. It's rebounded by number 45, and number 45 with the putback, and that is Austin Stanley. Nice job, a way to stay tough in there. All right. Baffney throws it back over to Green, and we got Doohan feeds Baffney underneath and is fouled when Baffney comes up. Okay, that foul was on Marconi, and that's his first. That's the 18 foul, and Joe Baffney is going to be shooting two. So Baffney's first shot is through. Nicely done. And so nice to see Baffney 100% tonight and working hard, doing a great job. So comes Baffney's second shot, and it bounces on the rim, front of the rim, and goes in. Nicely done. So Joe Baffney with 8 and thus far. All right, number 25 is against Duhan. And number 10 gets the ball, dribbles hard to the far corner, makes a couple good moves. And number 50 works hard underneath and gets it in for two. That was Layden Miller, and he earned that two. All right, Joe Baffney working against everybody and throws it in the corner for McCullough, who throws it back out to Duhan on the near side. And Duhan drives and gets stuck, and he ended up traveling. That was probably a lot of that was number 24 did a great job on him. Nice defense work on his part. So we have 56.5 seconds left in this first half of play with a score of 37-15. All right, number 22 brings the ball down, and number 22 is Fleming. Number 50 drives across the key and worked on it and put up a shot, and it was no good. It was rebounded by number 32. Remy had it for a second. Number 24 had a second, and it ended up going out of bounds, and it is the South ball. So with 41 seconds left, the Eagles have a full court press on, and here comes Baffney. So we got 10 against 10. A little behind the back work, throws it over to McCullough and standing in the corner. McCullough throws it back out to number 10. Here comes Joe Baffney. He drives, throws up a shot, no good. And number 20, Ryan Chase, ends up with the ball. Number 1 has it. Green is back waiting for the final shot with 16 seconds left. They throw it over to Baffney. He throws it to McCullough. They're just crossing. And here we go. Carter Green drives, throws up a shot, and that is good. Nicely done, Green. All right. And with a big three, number 22 throws it up. And so at the end of the first half of play, we have a score of 39-15 in favor of the DeSales Irish. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Let's do it.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us. Give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word. Peace out.
You boys. So retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical
If you
needs.
Are a member of the Walla Walla YMCA, you already know about the many benefits of Y membership. This message isn't for you. This message is for those of you who are not members of the Y. You can still participate in any of our paid programs, including camps, childcare, swimming lessons, youth programs, and personal training. No joining fee, no monthly fees, just the fee for the program. Go to www.ymca.org to learn more. That's www.ymca.org.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
You're the second bravest one now.
I don't know.
Okay. What we'll do is we're...
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Flexibilities may be new to the area, but we have been providing flexible options for all your sign, apparel, and promotional product needs since 1998. We are a veteran-owned, family-run business who have focused on supporting other veterans and their families. We have our red t-shirt program, Remember Everyone Deployed, military crests, customized monograms, wood flags, engraved mugs. You get the idea. Don't see it on flexibilities.com? Please reach out. We are ever evolving and would love a challenge.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish fans, welcome back to DeSales High School. Do they have a name for this gym? Do you know?
No.
Okay. So we have with us Catherine Dunham from the girls team, and Catherine's number 21, and she is a sophomore?
Yes.
I was listening. Okay, I'm making sure. I'm old and I forget things. So we're going to get to know a little bit about her. How long have you been playing basketball?
I did take a break in freshman year for softball. Softball is kind of my passion. But I did play AAU, which was like kind of a outside school group for basketball. Yeah, it was in Walla Walla.
Cool. Well, and you being a softball player, now we got to keep remembering we're talking basketball because me being a softball coach, we could talk all day now.
Yeah.
So anyway, are you having fun?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know, people put so much on the W's and the losses, the wins, losses, and they don't need to. The first thing a high school athlete needs to have is a good time. If you're not having a good time, then don't do it.
I agree.
There's too much work, not, you know. So you do softball, you do basketball. What else do you do?
That's about it.
That's about it?
Sports.
Yeah. And you do softball for the most part, year-round?
Yeah. Year-round. I play for 18 Gold Team, USA Explosion.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with the Explosion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been around softball for, I think, 35 years, so. Mm-hmm. A week or two, yeah.
Yeah.
that's my addiction. So, you're getting some time off the bench. There's nothing wrong with that. You're a sophomore for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Emmeline Jimenez got in some foul trouble today, and you had to pick up the slack. And I thought you did a great job today.
Thank you.
You know, those are tough shoes to fill, and I know she was upset about fouling out, but you, like I said, you did a great job. And,
yeah. Thank you.
So, how do you feel basketball's going this year for the team? You think they're going the right way?
I think we have stuff to work on, but for the most part, I think we work hard. You know, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think the coach has got you guys going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to do this to you, but we're going to take a two-minute break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back for 2 minutes, and I'll cut you free. Is that working?
All right.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll take a two-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio. 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
COVID-19, social distancing, lockdowns. This became the new normal in 2020, and it has stretched into 2021. This is not normal. What is normal? Normal is Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC, with 71 years of unmatched reputation for honest and easy dealings, selling and servicing thousands of Walla Walla's vehicles. If you have a craving for a return to normalcy, Delgraves Inc. Buick GMC is for you. South 9th across from the fairgrounds for the last 71 years, the easiest place in town to do business, Delgraves Inc. Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS2 94.1 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, call Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, Sam Wells, or Lawson Knight. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
It's time to get packing. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex, reminding you that we're here to help with your packing and shipping needs. Whether it's sending a slice of home to your college student, shipping wine, packing precious artwork, or crating family furniture, Postal Annex does it all. We make sure your items are packed to arrive in great shape, and we offer UPS, FedEx, DHL, Postal, or Freight. You choose the carrier that's best for you. We're Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish fans, welcome back to Irish High School. And again, we have Catherine Dunham with us, a sophomore, number 21. And she was the one to brave the microphone today, and she's doing a great job. We're just trying to get to know a little about her. She's a softball player. She's a basketball player. She did a great job today picking up when Jimenez got into some foul trouble, and she picked up those minutes and did a great job as far as I'm concerned. Good hustle out there. Glenn, you say that you think the team's going the right direction. What would you say the next thing that we need to work on so that we can be a little better team?
Maybe communication. That's a really huge thing. Sometimes we get kind of mixed up with who we have, or like when someone needs help and the girl's driving. That's kind of a big thing.
You are ready to coach, young lady, if you know communication, because communication is the key to everything. And
yeah.
And if you came up with that, Jim, that's a nice pull. Good job.
Thank you.
So how long have you been playing basketball, and how long in softball?
Basketball, well, this is my first year back because I took my freshman year off. So about 3 years in total, I guess, and then softball since 10U.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got good news for you. You survived the interview, and we are ready to, we can cut you loose. How are you all right with that? Anything else you want to say to the DeSales fans out there?
Go Irish.
That's the way. Atta girl. All right. That was Catherine. I want to make sure I get it right. So, Catherine Dunham, and thank you very much. You have a great day, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All righty. Thank you. Again, that was Catherine Dunham. We are ready to get rolling, and you survived. Thank you. Have a good night. All right, here we go. All right, we have a score of 39-15, and we are into the third period of play. And here we go. So the Eagles are going to inbound the ball, and all right, here we go. Number 25 is going to throw it in, and looks like he's going to throw it into 22. So that's Maloney into Fleming. All right, so Mahoney's got the ball. He's been working against Baffney, and they throw it across, gets messed with it with a bunch of hands. Number 43 had the ball, and it looks like the Eagle stepped out of bounds, and it will become an Irish ball. So Jack Lesko looks like he's going to have the duty. And we got a full court press going on. He throws it over to Baffney. Number 43 tried to pick Baffney's pocket, and it didn't work out. And number 10, Joe Baffney, brings it up. Duhan at the top of the arch, and he is being pressed hard by number 35. Excuse me, hiccup right there in the middle of the sentence. Here we go with Jack Lesko, and they throw it over to Duhan. Duhan from the corner throws up a three, no good. Baffney just fights for the ball. And he gets it back out to Lesko. Lesko is going to hand it off to Baffney. Baffney comes in for about a 15-footer. And looks like he may have been fouled. I don't know if he's going up when he was fouled or what. But here we go. Let's find out. The foul was on number 43. And that's his second. That is the first of this period. All right. Here we go. Looks like Lesko is going to inbound the ball. Everybody's getting set. And here we go. It's like they throw it inbound to Warden. Warden's left-handed shot didn't quite go up high enough. And it was rebounded by number 24. That is Anderson. And here we go. A little bounce pass. And it was a bounce pass and a kick ball, I think. And so the Eagles get that, and they get a new shot clock. So number 35 is going to throw it into number 22, and that's Molina into Fleming. Molina is out there with three fouls, so he needs to be careful at this point. And number 43 with about a 15-foot jumper, no good. And then number 24 with the rebound and 2 points on the on the putback. That's Ryan Anderson. All right, so we got Joe Baffney, brings it up the far side, crosses over, hands it off to Lesko. Lesko looked like he was going to shoot it. Baffney steps out. They throw it over the corner to Chase. Back out to Lesko. Lesko puts the right-hander layup up, and in it goes. Nicely done. Good movement by the Irish. And here we go. And we got a long two, and we're going to end up with a jump ball. And that was between number 24, Anderson, and Frankie Warden, number 24. The battles of 24s, I guess. All right. So we got Lesko is going to inbound the ball. We got a full court press on. And why a word that is a full court press. It seemed like they had more people than we did. All right. Lesko. And they didn't. They had five. I don't want to say that and make it sound like they did. They didn't. So we're doing a good job of crossing out here right now. Nice ball movement. Everybody's touching the ball, passing. And I wish I could tell you how it's going better than that. I mean, it's like 10 to 3, 3 to 4, 24. I mean, it's, and then Lesko with about a 15-footer, no good. It's rebounded by number 25, Maloney. And here come the Eagles. With 5:35 left in this third period, we have a score of 41 to 17. Frankie Warden just picked the pocket of number 43, came down, reset the ball. He was right underneath the basket, reset. Ryan Chase for a three, bounces off the rim, and Frankie Warden fights for the ball and gets the rebound, and then he puts it on his putback. He is fouled on his way up, and that foul is on number 35, and that is Pedro Molina's fourth. So Molina's fourth foul, and Frankie Warden's at the line shooting two. Frankie's first shot is good, and so Frankie Warden for... That's his fifth point of the game, and number 10 will be coming in for number 35. So that is Marconi for Molina. Molina with his fourth foul. I got to give him a break for a little bit. So here we go with Warden's second shot. And Frankie throws it up, and it rattles in and out. And it's rebounded by number 10, Marconi. Marconi brings it up the far side, then crosses to the middle. He throws it over to 22, who throws it to 43, who's in the corner. They are going to bounce past it to 25. At 25, it's working outside the arch on the top. Number 22 is closest to me, and they end up bounce passing it off number 20, Ryan Chase. So it will be the Eagles' ball with 9 seconds left on the shot clock and 4:56 in the period. He throws it in, a little leading pass to number 10. And they throw it out to the top to number 22. Throws it into the corner to number 25. 43's at the top. And that is a shot clock violation. So Eagles turn the ball over. Number 43 is coming out. Number 50 is going in. And we're going to have Seamus Doohan have inbound duties. And they get it over to Joe Baffney. Him and Lesko had to stand so side by side and get it in. We have a full court press on, and the Eagles are doing a great job with that press. Frankie Warden for the with a little bounce and then jumps up and puts it in. And now Frankie Warden with the rebound after Baffney, and Frankie Warden gets two on that. Way to stay with that. Warden just kept working hard in there, and yeah, okay, it took a couple shots to get it in there, but the result is there. So number 50's inside the key. He throws it back out to 22. Number 25 lost the handle on it on his reception of that pass. Number 25 throws it over to number 10. The Eagles are doing a good job crossing it. They are running out of shot clock. Number 22 drives the lane. It is no good, and nobody fouled him on the way up. So looks like we're going to give Baffney a breather. It's like he's wore out, and Ryan Chase is going to take a break also. So we got Green came in, and McCullough. So they throw it to number 50. Frankie Warden stands his ground, but number 50 throws it over the top of Warden for 2 points. So 3:50 left in the third period of the score, 44 to 19 in favor of the Irish. They throw it over to Doohan. who is now going to bring it back up to the top. He throws it to Lesko in the corner. Lesko is going to work it to the top. He throws it over to the far corner, and now they work Lesko in. His jumper came up short, and number 50 with the rebound. So number 22 throws it to 25. 22 is working hard, and number 50 is in top of the key, and he throws it over to number 10 in the corner. Number 25 and number 10 are both in the same corner on my near side. Number 24 is blocked everywhere, and the ball ends up going off of an Irish player, so the Eagles have 7 seconds left on their shot clock. So number 45, Stanley, is going to come in, and number 25, Maloney, is going to take a breather. So number 10 is going to throw it in. That's Marconi, and he's having a tough time inbounding. He inbounds it right under the basket to number 24, and Anderson gets it in for two. All right, so we got 3 minutes left in this third period with a score of 44-21. We are going to have a timeout. Let me find out what kind it is. And let's see. We're going to have a one-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Vision Source Walla Walla has offered comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lens and frames to Walla Walla and the surrounding communities since the late 1970s. Dr. Roseanne Schneller, Dr. Harry Wiesner, and Dr. Danny Wiesner specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of a wide array of eye diseases, conditions, and vision problems. Give yourself the gift of clear vision. Schedule an appointment today. Vision Source Walla Walla, 614 East Alder Street, Walla Walla.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Green receives the inbound pass from Jack Lesko. Green is at the top on the far side, and he is going to throw it to Lesko, who is right on the top of the key, drives the hoop, and looks like Carter Green's going to drive it in and throw it up for two. Nice job, Green. So Green's, that's his sixth point for the night, and we have a score of 46-21. 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in this third period. Number 45 is going to drive the lane on the right side with a beautiful one-hander and throws it up, and that is his first points of this period. Jack Lesko getting checked hard by number 10 coming in. Green is going to drive on 22. He throws it off to McCullough, and McCullough hits it off the rim, and Seamus Doohan is right there, and he puts up the comebacker for two. So we're just under 2 minutes left in this third period of play, and number 10 is going to cross the cross. Frankie Warden got his hands on it, but they got back to the Eagles, and we're going to have a foul. All right, so that foul is going to be on Seamus Doohan. That's his second, and I have it as first team foul. So number 10 is going to inbound the ball to number 2, and number 2's at the half-court stripe, and he brings it in and throws it to number 50. He does a little turnaround jumper about 15 feet out, no good. Rebounded by Doohan. They throw the ball all the way in to number 25, that is Bingham, and no good, and now it's back to the Eagles. So number 22 throws it to 10, and Marconi's going to bring the ball down on the near side, and he's at the top of the arch, and he throws it to the middle to number 22, and they cross over with number 45. Now he's number 10's in the corner. He brings the ball back out. All this is above the arch at this time. Number 22 dribbling with the right hand. He throws it out to 10. Lesko is working him hard, picks his pocket, comes in for the layup, and is fouled on his way up. And he's going to be shooting one. So, and that foul was on That foul is on number 10, Marconi. That's his second. All right, Jack Leska is going to get to shoot one. And Lesko's shot is good. And we have just under a minute with a score of 51-23 in favor of the DeSales Irish. One of the things we didn't talk about in the pregame is they are currently ranked number 8 in the state. And they get another win today, and this might make a big difference. And that is according to Max Prep Sports. So the state of Washington hasn't got rankings in yet. There's just not enough games in yet. All right, so McCullough came across. They fed McCullough. His shot was no good. And then we got... Okay, that foul was on Caden McCullough. That's his second. And he just got in front of the defense, the offense and took a charge. And he hadn't got his feet set yet. So, all right, number 50's got the ball in the corner. Number 50 is Miller. All right, so we got 22, throws the ball to 45. He tried to feed Miller, and Lesko stole that, was just standing there waiting for it. He throws up his layup, and it was no good. And it was rebounded by number 45 for the Eagles. And here come the Eagles. 45's in the corner. Number 24 and number 23 went to the ball at the same time. But I have a feeling number 23 is going to be guilty of the foul. All right. Yep, 23. That was on McCullough. That's his third. I got his third team foul. And here we go. All right, number 10 is going to inbound the ball to number 22. He's got Lesko all over him. Number 22 with the layup, no good. Number 24 with the putback, no good. And so after three periods of play, we have a score of 51-23 in favor of your DeSales Irish. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
There's nothing quite like the holiday season. That certain coziness when all the decorations are up, the fireplace warmly glowing as music softly plays on the radio. Our homes are filled with laughter, good food, and hope. As a family-owned and operated business, we're grateful for the extra time spent with loved ones. Thank you to all of our customers. We hope this finds you surrounded by warmth and love. From all of us at Total Comfort Solutions, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hey, you guys, I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, Irish fans, here we are back in the DeSales gym, and we have a score of 51-23. We are just starting the fourth period. Number 35 for the Eagles with a layup was no good. Number 45 with the rebound and a putback and no good. And now... we are out of bounds, and it is going to be the Eagles' ball. So number 35 inbounds it to number 25. Number 25 drives baseline. Number 45 with the putback. And number 20, Ryan Chase, throws it to Mr. Baffney. And here comes Baffney down the court. So he throws it to Green. Green throws it out to Billy Hiltzinger. Chase throws it in to... Green, Hiltzinger throws it up from the stripe, and it was blocked cleanly by number 35, and we are going to end up with a jump ball or a foul? We are going to end up with a jump ball. So that was number 25 is Bingham, and number 35, is that number 35? Yeah, Molina. All right, so we got the ball works its way out to Hiltzinger. He throws it into Bingham. Bingham's shot is no good, and here we go. So they're working on Ryan Chase, number 43. He's blocking really hard. Number 35 is going to throw a three up from the top, and everybody's fighting for the ball, and then everybody stops fighting when the ball's going out of bounds because who's it going to be off of? So it looks like the Eagles are going to inbound, and that's number 10's got that duty. And he's going to throw it in to number 43, and Chase got a hand on it. Number 43's driving in, and bumping Chase all the way back, and it goes, the put back by number 45 was good. So here we go. All right, so they throw it into Bingham, and it is stolen by number 10. That was Marconi, and we throw it into the corner. It's number 45. He bounce passes it into 43. It was stolen by Chase, and Chase went to the far corner and ends up throwing it back out to reset it. So here comes Baffney. Baffney with the layup, and that was Bingham with the putback, and that was good for two. So they run it hard to the other end, and number 25 for the Eagles puts it up, and that's Maloney. He was pretty much uncontested, even though we had bodies there. They just got that developed sooner than we could get on. All right, they throw it over to Joe Baffney. They got Chase in the corner, and now Chase brings it out to the top. He throws it over to Billy Holsinger, and Holsinger loses the handle on it, and they had a 2-on-1 and turned into a 2-on-2, and it ends up going out of bounds, and number 25 will be inbounding it, and we're going to bring in Franklin Munyagi, and here we go. We're getting to see a little bit of everybody right at the moment, so we got the ball throws over to 43, and 43 is driving baseline, and we're going to have a foul. That foul is on Ryan Chase. That's his second and fourth team foul. Oh, and we had a souvenir basketball roll out on the court. Coach looks like he can handle it. So, all right, here we go. Number 25 is going to inbound the ball. Throws it over to 45, who throws up a long two. Is no good. Rebounded by 25. And looks like we're going to have another foul. Okay, that foul is on Green. That's his first and the 15. And we have a wholesale change of players for the Eagles. And it looks like we're going to get one more in for our side. And I have number 15, and I apologize. I do not know who number 15 is. So I'll listen to the announcer. Maybe I can figure that out. Okay, Arceo comes in. And Arceo has, all right, so we got fighting in the middle. Arceo gets his hand on the ball, almost a steal. And Green is working everywhere. Number 50 tried to drive the right side. Number 33 puts up a shot from about 20 feet out, and it was good for one, for two, and that was Nick Webb, number 33. All right, so we're going to have a timeout. And there's so many changes out there. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and stay there. They got so many changes going on both sides. We have a score of 53-29 with 5 minutes and 10 seconds left. You got to give everybody some play time in here and get some experience. The DeSales Irish are just killing it on defense. They're just doing an outstanding job, and then their offense is rock solid. I don't even know what else to say. Jack Lesko, first three periods, he set it on fire. He hasn't had a whole lot of shooting the second half. It was the fourth period because he's been out giving some other individuals some play time. And so number 15, whoever that is going to inbound the pass to Green. And I'll try to figure out who number 15 is. And 15 throws it out to number 11, which is Munyagi. Munyagi throws it to Green. Munyagi's going to throw about a 20-footer, hits the iron, no good. And the putbacker, the rebound was by 25, and the putback was by 25 Bingham, and it was no good. So here comes the Eagles, and number 50 shoots, no good. Number 50 has the ball again. There's three sets of arms up in the air that are all attached to white shirts. And here comes Green. Green is back out, and Green's going to take it back out to the top and reset that play. So number 15 is going to drive the ball, and number 11 bounce passes it in, and it looks like it was kicked. Sisk is number 15. There we go. Thank you. So thanks to my public address announcer, I got that Sisk is number 15, and number 1, Green, comes in. He throws it over to Bingham. Bingham throws up a shot, comes up short, and the ball is going to come off of, looks like possibly off of Sisk, and it's going to be an eagle ball possibly. We've got to have the officials talk about it because it was one of those bang-bang plays that happened that not 100% sure. So Sisk has got the duty to inbound the ball, and we got Manyagi and Green set up to receive. Green gets the ball, and here we go. They throw it back to Sis. Sis cross, throws up about a 20-footer. Looked like it was going to go good, but it didn't. And number 25, Bingham, was there for the rebound. He puts the comebacker, and it's no good, and must have went off an eagle. So Sis got the duty to get it inbounds again. He throws it over to Green. Green's working the top, and he dribbles all the way around to everybody. He did almost a complete circle. Sis throws up a three, hits off the front of the iron, no good. And I'm afraid Sis might have just got his first foul. Yep. So I have it as the 16th foul, but that's the... All right, so they throw the ball into number 35. Number 35's got the duty bringing the ball up the near side. And... throws it over to 22, who throws it over to 50. 50 is Miller, and 22 is Fleming. Fleming comes across, little floater, no good. And number 24 gets the rebound, and then he puts in the comebacker. So we've got Green bringing the ball up. He throws it over to Sis. Sis throws it to Green, who's in the corner, thought about a three, changed his mind. He started to throw it to number 11, Manyagi, and we are going to have a foul. That's against the Irish, and the Eagles will be shooting 1-on-1, and I'll let you know who the foul was as soon as I see it here. Number 11, that was Franklin Manyagi's first, and that's his 17th foul. So number 22 is shooting 1-on-1. And his first shot is good, so he gets to do that again. So that's Fleming's first points of this period, and he just got the ball. And we have 3 minutes and 9 seconds left, and Fleming's shot is good, and so all right. So Green brings the ball up. He's going to take it all the way to the top. He throws it over to Sis. Sis loses the handle on it. And Sis is going to try to defend number 24 hard. And number 24 puts up a shot, no good. And Green fights for the ball and gets it. And now Sis is up in the corner. And he throws the ball back to Green. Green drives and baseline, no good. We have a fight for the ball. That's Arceo and... number 33. All right, so we got wholesale changes again for the Eagles, and I got 42, 41, and number, I'm sorry, I can't get his number yet, is number 4, I think. Yeah, number 4. So he drives on Arceo, no good. Arceo is going to get called for the foul. That was on Arceo. That's Remy's third. And that's going to put number 4, Birch Brown, on the line. All right. Mr. Brown is on the line and shooting 1. And his first shot is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Green. There's a bunch of players on the ground, but... the end result is Green ended up with it. The pass was to Arceo. It was too high, and it will be Eagles ball. With 2 minutes and 18 seconds left, we have 53-33 is our score in favor of the DeSales Irish. Number 4, Brown, is bringing the ball up. He throws it over to number 14. 14 is Gonzalez. And Gonzalez throws it over, and Billy Holtzinger with the steal. And Holtzinger's layup was no good and just hit the board a little too hard. They pick it off. They give it back to Holtzinger, and Holtzinger was able to put it in for two. So that's Billy Holtzinger's first points of the game. All right, number 42 throws it out to number 4, and they're going to throw it into number 33. 14's in the corner, and we're going to have a foul, and that's going to be against number 11. So that's Manyagi. That's his second and the 18th foul. So number 42 will be shooting. And number 42, I'm sorry, I do not have a number 42. So number 42's first shot was no good. And a little scrambling, and number R.C. Roseo ends up with the ball. Roseo, somebody was picked. Number 33 ended up with the ball. And now we got Manyagi with the ball. He gets it to Green. Green's going to bring it up. And Green drives, throws the ball to Bingham. Bingham's shot is no good. And here come the Eagles. Number 4. And he dropped the ball when he was dribbling. He's going to pass it up to number 42. Number 42 is going to drive. And he traveled on his way to the basket. We have exactly 1 minute left with a score of 55-33 in favor of the DeSales Irish. So we are now under a minute, and Green has got the duty to bring the ball up. He's got Billy Holtzinger on his left. Holtzinger now has at the top of the key. He throws it over to Manyagi. Manyagi throws it to Arceo. Green's going to drive it up the left side, throws up a shot, no good. And Arceo is fighting hard for the ball, and they're going to get him while he's on the ground traveling. So, alright, so number 4, Brown, is going to inbound the ball. He throws it to 41, who throws it right back to him, and 41 is Mason Pitts. And here we go, we got number 4's got the ball, and number 4 throws it over to number 14. 14 is Gonzalez, and Gonzalez is going to throw it to number 42. I'm sorry, I don't have a 42. The shot was by number 42, and it was no good. Rebounded by Green. Less than 10 seconds, and Green's just going to kill the clock, and that will do it. So we have a final score here in a second. 55-33 in favor of your DeSales Irish. That is our final. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. You are listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
When you're listening to a great game on the radio, financial planning may be far from your mind. But consider the importance of planning for your retirement, for your children's college tuition, and whatever other goals you may have. Experienced financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro at D.A. Davidson can help create smart wealth planning strategies tailored just for you to reach your goals. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School, where the Irish have just handed the Eagles their first defeat. That is the St. John Endicott Lacrosse Eagles, their first defeat for the season. It was a very good contest for the first three quarters. I mean, the shots were amazing. I've got to commend Jack Lesko. He had a lights-out night in three innings of play. Excuse me, three innings. I think it's softball now. Three periods of play. He scored 26 points just to lead all scorers. The next one would have been Mr. Baffney. Joe Baffney had eight. And then on the Eagles, follow the line across. Number 24, Ryan Anderson, he had eight. So, I again, Coach Woods talked about this earlier, that the defense is just clicking and doing a really good job. But the offense, when if you can keep the defense and keep their scoring to a minimum, the offense has all sorts of opportunities to put things together. And when you have somebody out shooting everybody else by two or three times, that's really going to be beneficial. I thought that Seamus Doohan had another great game today. He was everywhere. That young man just works hard. There's no way to put it. Frankie Warden had a good game. He ended up with seven, and I don't know how many rebounds he ended, but he maybe didn't get all the rebounds that he wanted, but he was fighting for every ball, and it was just awesome to see him go. And that big smile that Frankie Warden has, this, you know, he's having a good time, and he likes to get in there and mix it up. And I don't know if anybody else that likes to do it like he does. So it was a great game. I know that St. John would have liked to had a different outcome or had a little closer score, but it was a good game on their part. So let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back and say our goodbyes. And you've been listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see.
More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys, you make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston, and at Fazari's.com.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, welcome back to DeSales High School, where we are wrapping up the doubleheader tonight. The girls fell a little short, 45-23, to the St. John Endicott LaSalle Eagles. That is a mouthful. And the boys are victorious with a 55-33 win over the Eagles. Great night of basketball. Apparently the faithful don't want it to end. They're all down there playing basketball right now. And they're going to get to keep it going. I do want to say goodbyes. I always like to thank the sponsors. Without the sponsors, none of this is possible. And I really, really like that. I'm thankful for them. I like to thank the Fazari family. They are letting me do this, and I'm learning as I'm going here. I hope if you've listened in the beginning and now, I'm getting better, but that's up to you. It's subjective. It's not up to me to decide that. But I really appreciate them giving me this opportunity, and I'm having more fun than I probably should be allowed to have. And I obviously want to thank you guys. I mean, if you're out there listening, I appreciate it, and go Irish. I mean, we have our next game is going to be on Tuesday at I have this showing at Tuesday, December 21st against Tico Rosalia, and it is a home game. So Tuesday, December 21st is our next game. So thank you all, and you guys have a good night. You've been listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2, Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.